social studies is often taught as one class, but it covers disciplines including history, geography, and political science. It's an area of education in Pennsylvania that's not assessed by standardized tests. That's partly why the Baldwin-Whitehall School District, south of Pittsburgh, hasn't evaluated its curriculum in several years. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports on why this year educators changed the way they approach the class.
On a recent Thursday, high school social studies teacher Adam Foote leads a discussion with ninth graders about current immigration laws and protest against building a wall at the border with Mexico.
Are there people in the United States today who arrived here illegally?
Yes.
If they arrived here illegally, are they violating the law?
Yes.
The conversation quickly moves from legality to ethics. Some students say undocumented immigrants should be deported. Others argue that laws should be changed. A student calls for empathy, saying immigrants are looking for better opportunities or escaping violence. Another student answers that they should immigrate legally.
And we have decided after the past 2 days that anyone who breaks the law must go to prison and they're a terrible person. Have we not decided that?
No.
Oh. Oh, no, we did it again. We didn't say that, did we?
The day before, students debated if those who helped slaves escape to free states through the Underground Railroad acted justly, even as they broke the law. Almost all students agreed that those people did the right thing.
Back then, those were very unjust laws that were oppressing other groups, but I believe now our immigration laws are fair to people and that coming here legally should still be illegal and they should be taken back to their country to try and get here legally.
I think it's a great point, yeah.
Some students struggle to find language to express their point of view. Many students shrug and say they don't have an opinion. But Foote wants them to understand that history isn't like math. There isn't one answer.
But were there times in history that we celebrate, heroes of history that didn't follow the law? So we don't want them leaving here thinking they should just go and break the law, but we want them to understand that their definition of someone might be a little bit more complex than sort of a very simplistic answer.
Teachers in the Baldwin-Whitehall School District say because of an emphasis on getting through content, more intricate parts of a lesson plan are often cut. This summer, all of the district's social studies teachers met to review the curriculum for the first time in several years. They found a disconnect between the skills that high school teachers hoped students would bring to the table and the content that elementary teachers felt they had to get through. Andrea Huffman, the director of curriculum for the district, says overall, teachers were concerned that they weren't preparing students to be contributing citizens.
I think, just in simple day-to-day behaviors in terms of respecting each other, listening to each other, standing up for what they believed in was the right thing to do, standing up when they saw maybe a student interacting negatively with another student or a peer.
Together, the teachers created a curriculum template for each grade level with the common theme of citizenship. For Foote, that change has meant teaching history holistically.
But to try to find a connection between them, and the whole time getting them to think, are these good things, bad things, and what their impact is on the future.
He says his students used to memorize historical events, but didn't learn the context. He worried that they left a lesson and forgot what they just learned. Freshman Yasmin McKenzie appreciates the connections. She hadn't heard the term civic duty used when learning about the Underground Railroad.
It was illegal for people to help other people out, but they still did it because they knew it was the right thing. And it just shows that even then there were still really good people that knew that was the right thing.
At the end of the conversation about immigration, Foote asked students what needs to change if they want undocumented immigrants to stay in the country.
If you want to make an impact on these,
he points to the word laws written on the board.
What becomes a very important thing for everybody in the country to do and to be?
To vote for people you agree with or run for office yourself.
Okay. He tells them they need to be informed. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.